And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Block, the parent company of Cash App and Square, announced it's cutting more than 4,000 employees. Wall Street's response, the stock jumped 25% in after-hours trading. CEO Jack Dorsey insisted that this isn't because we're in trouble, but because something has changed, pointing to AI tools and a push for smaller and flatter teams. In Massachusetts, Biden-appointed Judge Brian Murphy issued an 81-page ruling blocking the Trump administration from deporting illegal immigrants to third countries without meaningful notice and due process. Murphy argued that nobody knows the predicate fact of removal if the government won't disclose the destination country. The administration has utilized nations including Rwanda, Ghana, El Salvador, and South Sudan, and now has 15 days to appeal. Expedited removals were exempted. Due process matters, though it's worth noting that the same crowd demanding process for deportees spent the last 4 years ignoring the process of entering the country legally. Florida Democrat Ashley Viola Gann managed to turn a vote on remembering Charlie Kirk into a linguistics seminar, arguing Kirk, quote, was not assassinated, but rather died from gun violence, because assassination is typically reserved for someone in a political position. She also called him mediocre and racist and pivoted to white-on-white crime. When you can't muster the decency to honor the dead, apparently you go after the dictionary instead. Meanwhile, a church member named Ann Duquette is suing Don Lemon after he disrupted a January 18th worship service at the city's church in St. Paul, Minnesota. Court documents say Lemon unlawfully interfered with Duquette's ability to exercise her religion. Livestream portions of the disruption appeared to take satisfaction in the chaos, confronted the pastor, and refused to leave after being told he was trespassing. Duquette reports severe emotional distress, fear, and anxiety. Not the Bee is arguing that a recent 60 Minutes segment meant to debunk white farmer genocide claims in South Africa actually proved the opposite, highlighting violence against Afrikaners and a viral clip of South African political leaders chanting, "Kill the Boer, kill the white farmer." The Trump administration shut down nearly all refugee admissions in 2025, but made an exemption for Afrikaners, and Trump reportedly showed South Africa's president video of memorial crosses for victims. The press keeps insisting only certain groups qualify as victims. Reality keeps disagreeing. And in Germany, McDonald's ran a Ramadan campaign that removes food from its billboards during fasting hours and brings it back after sunset in a country that's roughly 6.5% Muslim. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both of those things at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.